This is Evangelist George McTyre of the Word of God Ministry, and I want to give you a little heads up on something here. At the start of the lesson here, I will be mentioning two different dates. One will be the date that the message was first published, and the second date will be the date that the message was transcribed, if you will, to audio. The reason why I'm giving you the dates is because during the reading of this message, I might make mention of some people, places, things, or events that were relevant at the time that the message was first published, which may or may not be relevant for today. And if that is the case, if I can remember, I'll try to give you a heads up on it. However, let me say this. When it comes down to the Word of God, His word is always relevant yesterday, today, and forever. It never ceases to be relevant. And those of you that are exposed to it would do well to take heed to it and to adjust your lives accordingly. Okay, the message for this session was first published back in the month of June of the year 2013, and it's being put on audio in the month of October of the year 2024. And our subject scripture for this message is found in the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 30 and verse number 19, and Genesis chapter 6 and verse number 8. We'll read the book in Deuteronomy first and then Genesis. Okay, Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse number 19 says, I called heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. And then in Genesis chapter 6, verse number 8, we find these words recorded. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. The title for this message, Blessings, Cursings, and Grace. Now, the message for this month takes a look at three things that help form our relationship with God. While all of them come from God, and one seems to be contrary to achieving anything positive, they all help to guide us closer to Him. I know most of you can't see the reasoning of this, but as we go further into this message, you will hopefully see my point. First, let's look at what God has to say about just who is responsible for whether we are blessed or cursed. In the first subject scripture, we see God telling his people through Moses that he is giving them or us a choice. Unlike what a lot of people think, blessing or cursing is not specifically aimed at any certain group of people. What happens to any person or group is dependent on what choices they have made. This excludes children of certain ages and many of those that are incapable of knowing right and wrong. In the vast majority of these instances, the choices parents make end up affecting their children positively or negatively. In the overall design of things, no one can rightfully blame their condition on anyone but themselves, even though they may try to do so. It is all about the choices that you make. Some will ask, what about people in other countries where, in the case of the gospel, they have never heard about God or Christ? How can you say that their condition is their fault? Well, true, in a nutshell, their suffering is not their fault entirely, because others helped put them in that position, and thus their situation is one that is of the making of their parents or prior generations of theirs that guided them into the position that they find themselves in. But more about this later. Let's start out looking at the first of these conditions, blessings. A blessing is anything that comes to us from God that is good. It can be money, healing, deliverance, good health, success, position on a job, or any one of a million other things. These things come to us because God chooses to send them on us because we have made choices to follow His direction for our lives. Many of us directly or indirectly make choices that God is pleased with, whether they know His rules or not, and as such reap the blessings all because of those choices. A person may not know all about electricity, but they know that if they flip a switch, a light will come on or some appliance or machine will operate. Do you see my point? It is something that they do naturally because they were raised or taught that way. Right is right, no matter where you are. And as a result, God will bless you or them for your actions or your choices. By the same token, cursing is a result of the bad choices that we make. Since cursings are the opposite of blessings, then it stands to reason that they come about because God is not pleased with what a person chooses to do. The result for this choice is poverty, sickness, oppression or depression, poor health, failure, job loss, and any one of a million other things, including death. I mentioned electricity earlier. Let's use that as a guide for cursing. Electricity is a very helpful part of our lives, something that the vast majority of us cannot imagine doing without. There is an inherent danger that is always present when using it, and that is, if you use it the wrong way, it will injure, or worse yet, kill you. That is why many electrical appliances come with warnings, or if you are around electrical lines or power grids, there are big signs giving you the warning of danger. It is because any wrong action on our part can very well prove fatal, even if we are totally ignorant of that danger. Electricity doesn't make the choice of who to injure. It just acts according to the circumstances. It is automatic. Well, in like manner, God's blessing and cursing formula is essentially the same way. Violate the rules and the resulting curse is automatic, no matter whether you know any better or not. However, there is such a thing as grace. If you will look at the second subject scripture, it says that Noah found grace in the eyes of God. Grace means, among other things, God's unmerited favor. That means a person can't do anything to earn it. It is essentially up to God Himself whether to bless someone even though they may not deserve it. If we look at the condition of mankind in general since the fall of Adam in the Garden of Eden, there was nothing, absolutely nothing, that man could do to earn his way back into the relationship he had with God before that fall. If not for Christ, who was the epitome of God's grace towards us, we would all be on our way to hell. Thanks to His grace, many people are recipients of His grace, because they may do something God is not pleased with, but God will stretch forth His hand and protect them from danger that they have unknowingly put themselves in. But it goes even further than that. His grace extends to most of those that choose to do contrary to His direction knowingly. Think about this. A person named Joe, for example, goes to bed one night planning to get up the next day and go to rob or kill someone. Clearly, if there were any God at all, we think if He is all-knowing, He would not let Joe carry out that plan. Yet, even though Joe is planning to do this, God gives him grace to get up and do it. Why? Only God knows, but rest assured, He knows what the outcome of His grace toward Job will be. It could be that the person that is Job's target may be on the cursing side of God and is deserving of what is about to happen to them. But as I said, no one knows this but God. One thing though is sure, if Job's target were someone that is on the blessing side of God, then God will intervene in some way to stop him short of allowing him to die. His gun might malfunction. He might get sick. His car may not start. He may have an accident or any other thing. This is grace extended to even the most evil among us. Think about this. There are some of you that were the worst of the worst that if it were not for God extending His grace to you, you would have been dead a long time ago. As I mentioned earlier, all three of these things are designed by God to draw us closer to Him. We can understand blessing and grace doing that, but cursing, that is a hard one to swallow. However, if you will consider that there are many people that feel that way, that feel that they can do what they want and live any way they want with impunity, with absolutely no consequence for their behavior. If they suffer some negative effect to their lives, they don't account it to being part of a curse. They consider it bad luck. Or if another person brings this on them, they have a target to retaliate against. However, if and when they are presented with the truth that God extended His grace to them rather than wiping them out like He did back in the Old Testament times, then a lot of them would come to Him because He gave them that grace, even though they most surely didn't deserve it. I used to wonder why it was that some of the most evil among us seem to live longer than those that do good. God revealed to me that He was giving them all the time they had to get right so that there would be no excuse about them not having enough time to get it right. Knowing that whether you are cursed or blessed comes from God, then unless you have some sort of mental disorder, you will choose to run to Him so that you can be blessed. It is not so much about using fear as much as it is about getting man back to himself by any means necessary. After all, didn't God sacrifice His own Son to achieve this? He pulled out all the stops, so the specter of God's wrath coming on a person is just another tool to accomplish that goal. I have gone back over my life and recounted the amount of times that I, in my ignorance, got caught in situations that could easily have landed me 6 feet under by being on the wrong side or the business end of a gun in a car in a dark alley, but God's grace prevented the persons from taking my life. Before that, as a child, I could have drowned, but God's grace pushed me to the shallow end of the pool, where I stood up and was able to get out of the water. In both of these instances, though I didn't know him, he was there for me. So I am committed to him as long as I have breath in my body. This is why I can tell it like it is, because that is exactly what he wants me to do. There are many out there that don't like it and like to make fun of me and others like me. Just remember this: if you keep playing with electricity, sooner or later you are going to get burnt or cursed. Well, that's the end of our message today for this session, and I hope that you got something from it. Like I said, there's a lot more to it, but these are just, you know, basic, simple truths and things for you to think about. And I'm pretty sure a lot of you have life experiences that if you would sit down and honestly look back over your lives and look at certain things that have happened in your life, you will become aware of the fact that God, it had to be God that reached out to you and stopped something from happening to you that could have ended your life or ended some family member's life or something like that. Any one of a lot of things. It was only God's grace. But like I say, the blessings and the cursings, even when things go bad for you, it's something that's God uses to steer us back into a right relationship with him. When you get so tired of being tired and not knowing which way to turn and you're thinking about killing yourself or something like that, but you decide to, somebody tell you you need to get back to God, or God will send somebody in your life to help you make a decision for Christ or something like that, all of that's God reaching out to you. All you got to do is accept it. Well, that's the end of our message. And in closing, let me say, as I always do, may God bless you and your families real good till we get together again for another message from the Word of God. Good day.